Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you for being a loyal Reality Spirituality radio audience. I really appreciate you. Thank you. This show could not be, well, that's not true. I could have a show and no one would listen, but it's really what I love to do is get your emails and your calls and your responses. I feed off of your energy just as much as I love feeding off your energy. What I want to say is this why I'm here. My purpose, one of my main purposes, is to share with all of you what I've learned. I've been on this path as all of us have. It's always a unique journey. You look in the mirror, and this journey is all about you. You look out into the sky at night, the universe, and there's billions and billions, there are uncountable zillions, it's trillions, zillion. I don't think it's a zillion, but anyway, an infinite amount of stars. And each star out there is unique, and you are just the same. So what I'm sharing with you are things, tools, strategies, information that works for me. And works for me, what's working, why? Years ago, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And I have got to say that I am addicted to this journey, this happiness, wanting to experience more happiness. This is who I am in every single moment. This life is, I want to share something right off the bat. This life is here to support you. Life is not against you, ever. I don't care what you're experiencing. I don't care what you're feeling. I don't care what you're seeing. You are always supported. Now, there's a huge difference that I've learned. There's a huge difference between what I see and putting a judgment on it and saying there's something wrong with what's happening, as opposed to accepting all of it in whatever form, in whatever way it comes to me, with people, with events, with circumstances, and really being in tuned and really wanting to feel good about this journey. It took me, it's still taking me decades. And this is what I've come up with the latest. First of all, I want to say that you're all welcome to call in and ask Rebecca anything. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just press 1 and you will be able to be in the queue. And I will answer all of your questions today. We have a few people in the queue, but let me finish with this introduction for my new listeners. Life is here to support you. There is nothing that you have to do. There's nothing that you have to change other than your consciousness, other than changing your perspective, changing how you look at the same situation. Let me give you a perfect example of what happened to me yesterday. That's right. Just yesterday, I have this huge, woke up a couple of days ago with this huge red welt on my right arm. And it felt like, looked like either mosquito or a spider bite. It was some kind of insect bite. And it was so big, it was the size of, it wasn't the size it was probably the size of a silver dollar for anybody that remembers silver dollars back in the day. And I went to the Minute Clinic in my area. And when I'm called into the nurse's station, there's a RN or practicing RN, I guess, whatever it is. When I go practicing practitioner, I go in there and I say, well, I have an insect bite. I need either, you know, an antibiotic cream. I did my research before I went in, and I knew that I needed some kind of antibiotic cream. And the gentleman who was the nurse that was in there, he looked at me and he said, I don't need you to diagnose why you're here. I haven't even looked at your arm. That's my job. And it was funny because it was early in the morning, a little bit before, let's see, they opened at 9, so it had to be about 9:15 or so, early in the morning. And when he said that to me, his energy, let's just say, was not happy and accepting. Let's just say that. And honestly, my energy matched his. And that's one of the things. It's really being aware of what you are putting out and what you are giving. Because whatever you're putting out, whatever you're giving, you're going to be getting exactly the same. So he said to me, don't try to diagnose. That's why I'm here. And then I sat there, and then he went into my file on the computer, and he was looking through all of the times and all of my medications. I guess I've been to the Minute Clinic 3 times this year, once for strep throat and whatever. You don't need to know every detail. But he started asking me about a medication that I took 2 months ago for inflammation for my foot. If you've listened to the show, you know that I teach aerobics, and I've had, you know, listen, after 35 years of teaching fitness, sometimes you're going to have a little inflammation in your tissues, in the tissues. And so I was taking an anti-inflammatory medication about two months ago. And he started asking me about 2 months ago, why was I taking this anti-inflammatory? Well, listen, even the happiness specialist, me, has buttons that are pushed. It's never about the other person. And I said, why, listen to this, I said, why are you asking me about a medication, an anti-inflammatory medication 2 months ago? I'm here for an insect bite. And I said it just like that, with a little bit of a, not a little bit, with a lot of a, you know, with a little bit of spice on it. I sure didn't say it while I was smiling. And then he came right, he sat back in his chair, and he proceeded to, you could tell that he needed to go within, and he was just quiet. He was quiet. And he looked at me and he says, you know what? You are not helping me do my job. You are here because you need me to. And then I cut in. I didn't even let him finish his sentence. And I said, well, you are not allowing me to be a good patient because you. And then I stopped right in the middle because this was going to be a back and forth. And it really wasn't about his authority, and it really wasn't about me being impatient because he's looking into my past medical history of 2 months. It's really never about that. It's about what's going on inside of me. I'm going to say me because I'm going to take all the responsibility. That's one thing. When I'm ever in an encounter with someone and it gets a little bit testy or, let's just say, not flowing, it's always my responsibility. I take full blame. So I looked at him and I said, let's start this all over again. Can we please just start like we just met? And he looked at me and he smiled and I smiled and snap my finger sound effects. And that's exactly what happened. We started as if it was a brand new meeting. Now, I'm saying all this to say you have that same power. It's really about being aware and wanting to create peace in whatever kind of relationship you are in. You have the power to create that peace, not anyone else. Don't rely on someone else to do it for you. You, the person in the mirror. So the situation, whatever you're in, the circumstances, whatever you're in, never has to change. Your perspective, your level of consciousness, your awareness is what needs to change. And how do you change it? Practice. It's all about practice. This living content, living at peace is a whole life of practice, because life is always going to be stirred up. There is always going to be something, but it's up to you. You. I know it doesn't feel good sometimes, all this responsibility, but it's also empowering, because you create whatever kind of environment that you want to live in. The storm could be swirling around you. You could be in the middle of the storm, but that does not mean that you don't have the ability to go within and still be peaceful. Let me get to my callers right away. We have a few callers in the queue, and I love when people call in. So let me get to my first caller, area code 920. You are live on Reality Spirituality. Hi, what's your first name? Area code 920.
Good morning. My name is Penny.
Penny?
Yes.
Hi, Penny. Good. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you. I've recently met somebody who I've felt has a lot of potential, but however, now I'm kind of second-guessing, and I'm wondering what messages Spirit has for me about, I don't know if this is or isn't, but I'm looking for somebody to be in my life long-term, and I'm wondering what you pick up on that.
Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes.
Oh, good. This is perfect. I love new people. I love new listeners. Well, let me say this. One of the things that I do is I'm really about empowering the listener, empowering you. And I want you to be able to use your intuition and your, in other words, your gifts, and ask that question, and you'll be able to have the answer. But I'm still going to answer your question. But do you follow me so far?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the things, and I am a happiness specialist, and that's my forte, one of the things that I know to be true is that looking into or wanting to know the future or wanting anything, and I'm not saying anything is wrong with it, but what I do know is that when you're in the future and wanting to know, you're really not in the present. Whatever is happening in your life, whatever is happening or whatever is not happening, is in perfect order. And your job, in fact, your only job, is to live in the moment and to be and to know and to trust that whatever is unfolding is exactly what you need. It's never about tomorrow and am I going to be in a relationship, long-term relationship. And let me tell you what's the most important relationship that you in my humble opinion, have. And that's your relationship with the universe or God or the divine or spirit or whatever you want to call it. So it's really about that relationship with the person in the mirror. And when you develop that relationship with you, there is actually nothing else that is needed. Now, things will come in, people will come in, relationships will happen. But when you really develop that relationship with the person in the mirror and you're settled and you're at peace with all of it, you kind of let go of wondering what's going to happen. Is this the right one? Don't want to be alone. Whatever those thoughts are in that come up. Are you following me a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so my dear Penny, is what kind of relationship do you have with you? Is there, in other words, let me ask you this question. If looking back at your life, looking back at the whole life, and including everything that's happened, would you have designed it exactly the way that it has unfolded up until now?
I would say yes, actually.
Okay, perfect. So you know that everything is in order, and you know that everything is designed perfectly, and you know everything that happens has a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so relax with that and be okay in this moment. And quite frankly, want and need nothing, including a relationship long term. Sounds crazy. Sounds a little out there. I don't know if you've heard that before, but there's so many things that I wanted and desired, and I was busy living in the future. Well, if this happens, I'll be happier. If this television show happens, but it's really about the present moment and enjoying and being satisfied. That's the key. We're all energy, and having that energy of satisfaction in this particular moment, total satisfaction. And when you're really satisfied in the moment, there's nothing else that you need and or want.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't like that either. when I trust me, honey, listen, I'm a little older than you. I can feel that. And there were tons of things that I wanted to happen. New York Times bestselling television show on OWN, travel all over the world with my happiness workshops, blah-de, blah, blah. But what that does is it actually subtracts from my present moment. And it's really about a trusting that the universe has designed this fantastic life even more than I could ever imagine. It's actually just one less job that I need to do, one less thing that I need to focus on is what's going to happen in the future and what I need. I don't know what I need, my dear Penny, but the universe knows what I need. And I'll tell you now, if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be in a relationship. If you're not, you're supposed to. And if this guy the right guy, who knows and who cares? Enjoy this moment.
Hmm. That's a very interesting perspective. I definitely needed to hear that.
See, I'm getting chills. I always get chills when I hear people speak the truth or align with the truth. And I'm telling you, Penny, my body is all chilled up right now. And it's because of you being so open, calling with something totally different, and then being open and receptive to just a different perspective.
Hmm.
And you
well,
are...
I think we both won on that one.
Hmm?
I said, I think we both won on that one.
Yeah. Well, it's always winning. You're always winning, regardless. Regardless of what it looks like or feels like, we're always winning. So this is really about getting to a place where you are satisfied in every moment. And this future thing really, really, let's just say, it's the opposite. Living in the future is the opposite of finding peace right now in this moment. I mean, you know, daydreams fine, but really, because for me, it's really about the feeling, wanting to feel connected, wanting to feel satisfied, wanting to feel whole, wanting to feel at peace. And that is what I ask for. Connect me more, universe. This is what I ask for every day. Bring me my day, whatever it looks like. Oh, and then I just came up with another one. The universe wanted me to tell you this. Being okay and living with uncertainty. And being okay with uncertainty. Because that's what this life is really about. Uncertainty.
Wow.
I like them apples.
It's going to take me some time to get used to them. I'm not okay with that uncertainty. That's a very big part of who I am. And so that's really good advice. That's something I really need to put some time and effort into.
And see, I'm chilling up again. Every time I listen to you, I hear you. My whole body is chilling up. And so that's really what this call is about. Being okay and trusting. And the only reason that I'm just going to speak for myself, the only reason that I wasn't okay with uncertainty is because I didn't trust enough. And not only not trust enough, but I really didn't surrender to the will of the universe, surrender to the bigger plan and get out of the way. Listen, don't tell anybody. I hope nobody's listening. I was the biggest control. Got to control the future, got to control the present, got to control. And it's all about giving up that control. And it is the hardest thing one of the hardest things that I had to practice.
Hmm.
Wow. So let me ask you another question. So I've used this analogy before, but I'm going to use it again only because you're newbie to the show. What's your dream car, favorite car? I don't know, what is it? Is it a Mercedes? Is it a sports car? Is it a Rolls? If you had a dream car, what would it be?
You know, I really don't even know. I've never really thought about that.
Yeah, well, just come up with something right now. A brand new beepity beep.
How about a new convertible Corvette? That sounds fun.
Ooh. Your fast one. Oh, you're a sportster. Okay. All right. You like speed. Okay. All right. I can relate. I used to think I wanted to be a race car driver when I was younger. So what color is it, my dear Penny?
Black.
Ooh, Penny. Now I'm chilling up. All of my cars are black. I only like the color black. Black is the color of all of my cars for the last 20 years. Black, black, black. Isn't black a great color for a car?
It is. It is.
Yes.
It really is. So lots of things. I like black. Good color.
Yes.
I'm a fan,
yes,
too.
Mm. Okay, so you're in the passenger seat, okay? You're in the passenger seat of your black Corvette. Brand new 2016, my dear, unless you like the number 2015. You're in the passenger seat, and this is your life. Who's driving?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm.
I would trust my mom. She could drive it.
Oh. Okay. How old are you, sweetie?
33.
Okay. And you're still letting your mom drive? I would not let my mother drive my car. Are you kidding me? But anyway, that's me.
I wouldn't want anybody else. They'd probably have too much fun with it.
Okay, so, no, but you're in the passenger seat now, remember, you're in the passenger,
mm-hmm.
and so you're letting your mom drive, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're cruising, it's a girl's day.
Okay, hold on a second, that means that's wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
the entity that's driving is the universe.
Oh.
is Source, is the Divine, is Spirit, is God, is driving your car. Now, this question that you called in with, you know, Mr. Forever, you're in the passenger seat trying to reach over to the steering wheel trying to drive. So your job is to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, enjoy your journey, and enjoy the scenery. You don't have to drive.
Hmm.
In fact, you're not driving. Period.
I'm just going for the ride.
Yeah.
Hmm. I do like that analogy, I must say.
Ah, well, thank you. And you're welcome. Yeah, so see, there's really less things you have to do, and it's really practicing. Now, how do we get to this level of practicing? What I do is, listen, don't tell anybody again, but I am so lazy. I don't like working. So I ask for help. Hey, universe, every day, this is what you say. Hey, universe, how do I trust more? How can I be okay and be relaxed with uncertainty? You just ask the how questions and wait for the answers and wait for your life to start changing. You're going to be okay with uncertainty. In fact, it's really the only way to live, in my opinion.
Wow.
If you want it, if you want it, if you're committed to wanting it.
Hmm. You are making me think a lot. I needed this, though. This is good. This is just to put myself back into place and just let go of it.
Mhm. Mhm. You're doing too much work.
I think so.
Mhm. Carrying too many bags. Let them go.
Yeah.
Start enjoying
wow.
it, honey. All of it. Mhm. You just made my whole day.
You just made mine.
Well, listen, you just don't know, Penny, when people have called me and asked similar questions. I get these questions a lot, and I give them this whole, you know, whatever's unique for them. And I actually get people to get angry at me and hang up. And one lady said, this was a couple years ago, which is my favorite. She says, well, if you don't have an answer to the question, why didn't you just say so?
Oh.
But see, it's really on them. It's not on me. It's on them.
No.
So I'm
right.
saying that you are already there. You're open. You're already there. You're open. So mm-hmm. that's why you made my whole day.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm just gonna go try and relax and just let it go, and whatever happens is exactly how it's supposed to be. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to fuck over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And ask for peace with uncertainty. Ask for that.
Hmm. I will definitely do that. I will need a lot of that.
Good. Well, listen, we're all taught, it's not your fault that you're looking into the future. That's what we're all taught. Well, it's always tomorrow, 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 my goals. Oh, let me throw this in before I go to my next caller. This is a real kick in the butt. This is really a hard pill to swallow. A lot of people don't get this, but let me share it. Goals, honey, I gave up having a goal other than my connection to the universe is stronger, my understanding is deeper, my consciousness level is higher, my awareness is greater, my perspective, I can change perspectives in a snap. If I don't like what I'm seeing, all I need to do is change my perspective. Those are my goals. Anything else, I'm done.
I like that. Wow.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
What a good call. Thank you so much for your time. Like, seriously, this is This is really good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Penny. You're welcome. Keep listening and spread the word, honey. Tell and then share this. If people ask you, if they don't ask you, just, you know, because, yeah, anyway. Love it. Love you, and thank you for calling. Thank you for allowing me to just, you know, get all in your grill.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you for the new perspectives and giving me something else to focus on instead of where I was.
Yeah, good. Okay, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh-wee. What's it, you know, audience, I'm telling you, and if you don't ask the questions, how am I going to be inspired? Because everything that I said to Penny was from inspiration. It really, I'm not, you know, I hear, I get messages and zone in on you specifically, whoever I'm talking to, and you all are unique and you all have something that is, in other words, that is a challenge, myself included. So what I can do is go right to your challenges and put a big spotlight on them, and that's exactly what happened. I love that call. Okay, we're going to go to area code 404. Area code 404, you are live on Reality Spirituality Radio. What's your first name? Welcome to the show. Hello? Hello? Beepity beep beep, hello? Area code 404, prefix 452, going once, going twice. Hello? Hello? You know, and see, this is a great part of the show, too. Now, in the past, if I had somebody that didn't answer, I talked too long, maybe they didn't like what I said, and they hung up. No, all of these things, all of these thoughts is just habitual. It's really about staying in the moment. There's no reason, I have no clue as to why no one, you know, they call in, hang up, or call in and don't, it doesn't matter. Does it really matter what anybody else is doing? Last chance, area code 404. Okay, does it really matter? Absolutely not. But when you allow, listen, this happiness formula has room for only one element, one person, and that's you. Anytime you bring in someone else, whether it's a mother, whether it's a boyfriend, whether it's a husband, whether it's a child, whether it's a coworker, anytime you bring in somebody else in that equation, trust me, you are going to experience less happiness, less contentment. My dear Penny, the first caller, she was talking about another person, and I mean, focusing on somebody else, it's always the person in the mirror. That is the focus. That is always the focus, that person in the mirror, and you, I'm actually pointing at a mirror, pointing at myself. You are it. You and your connection with the universe is it, is actually all you need. I'm going to have to say that when I was younger, please, and divorced, and I wanted a relationship too. I wanted to be in a relationship. Where is he? Day to day. But what I found out is, am I going to be in a relationship in tomorrow or next month or 2 months from now? Does it really matter? Absolutely not. Am I focused on it? Absolutely not. It's about my relationship with this present moment. That is the relationship. My relationship with the present moment and what kind of energy I am putting out. An energy of contentment, an energy of satisfaction, an energy of I know all is in perfect order or not. It's really very simple. Now, I have a few people in the queue, but some people want to say hello and some don't. So it's all good. It's all good. But I wanted to say something else that happened to me yesterday. This is all about real life. I love talking about real life. And I mentioned that I was in the Minute Clinic, but before I was called into the office or the nurse's station, I was sitting down, and a woman, I got there early, so I was number one, and a woman came, a young woman, and she was coughing and she was sick. And we just started chatting. I don't even remember how we started talking, but she told me that she had two little children. One was 6 and one was 4. And the 6-year-old was a girl, and the 4-year-old, I think he was four, was the boy. And, of course, you know, me, I'm always in everybody's business, only because I like connecting with people. Not all the time. I'm going to say this, not all the time, but definitely time to time. Oh, see, just get another, someone hung up, from time to time. And this particular morning, I felt like chatting. So she told me she had two young children, and they were sick, and they've got their medication. I think it was either strep throat or some kind of flu, whatever it was. I don't think it was the flu, but the kids got the medication, and now it was her turn. So they gave the flu or the strep throat to her. It was very contagious. So she was there getting medication for herself. And then I said, with my little nosy self, which child is your favorite? Because I have a child. He's an only, so he's my favorite, and it's easy for me. So she said, my boy is my favorite. She said he's so sweet. Anything I ask him, he's okay, mommy. And I said, oh, now see, I want to know about the girl. And I said, what's going on with the girl? And she says, well, she puts up resistance, and anything I ask her to do, she wants to do the opposite. And I said, like, for instance, because when you're really figuring out this life, you have to be specific. You have to really get down to specific questions and specific circumstances. And so she says, well, I said, what do you ask her to do that she doesn't want to do? She says, well, I ask her to brush her teeth. She says she has five, listen to this, she has 5 things to do in the morning. This is a 6-year-old. 5 things to do. She's actually counted them. So that gave me an insight of this, of her. She's counting how many things. I said, oh, what are they? She said, brush your teeth, comb your hair, get dressed, put your shoes on, and make your bed. And she says, and she never wants to do it. She says she pushes my buttons, a 6-year-old. She says this 6-year-old pushes my buttons on purpose. And listen, I'm going to jump in on that one. I said, she's pushing, a 6-year-old is pushing your buttons on purpose? Yeah, that's what she does. And I said, oh no, honey, because I'm very direct. I said, oh no. I said, you are the one. I said, it's not her. I said, and further, when my son was little, I had the same thing of wanting order and wanting structure. That's it. The word is structure. I said, this child is artistic, not autistic, artistic, creative. People that are artistic and creative, they don't like following rules. They don't like following order, and especially if somebody forces them to. I said, and I was very kind when I was speaking to her. Believe me, I didn't have my hammer out. I wasn't hitting her over the head. And I said, who cares if she brushes her teeth? Who cares if she combs her hair? Who makes her bed at 6 years old? I said, that's all on you. She said, well, I don't want, if she goes to school and she looks like that, I'll be embarrassed. I wish you could see my face right now, and I wish you could see my face then, because I did a little grimace. You'll be embarrassed? First of all, that emotion of being embarrassed, that needs to go right out the window. When you're embarrassed, all that means is you care about what other people think. You cannot be happy caring about what anybody thinks, especially about you or your child. And this is the interesting thing. This woman was very open, just like Penny was today. This woman was very open, and she was listening to me, because I can feel when people want to hear what I have to say and when they don't. It's a big, I could feel it. So she was open, so I went on. So I continued. And then I said, "You're embarrassed." She says, "Well, I don't want her to grow up and be she says, "Shouldn't she have any chores?" And I said, "No, unless she feels inspired to make her bed." She says, "Well, what if her room is a..." I said, is there any food in the room? I mean, I could see having food in there. Then you get the bugs and, okay, you know, no food. Or if she does bring food, then, "Mom, you go in there and clean it up." But she's 6 years old. Let this girl be herself and be creative. And do you know what she told me? She said her daughter told her one day, she says, "Mommy, I don't always have to look my best every day." Now, that's a six-year-old telling her the truth, that what is all of this focus on the way I look at six? Now, if you're 6 years old and you want to, there's a lot of kids, you're 6 years old and you want to comb your hair and you want to do all that, that's different. But this child was telling her that that's not important to her. And why was this mother insisting that that is important? Come to find out, because the mom opens up even more, and she says, "Well, you know what? My mother," I said, "it's really about your issues and not this child." I said, "I was a child that my spirit was broken. Who I was forced." In other words, this is how it started. She said, the woman said that the only time her daughter listens is when she gets to the point where she's screaming at her. She says she doesn't listen when she says, you know, "Please make your bed," or "Please think about making your bed," or "Please, you know, go brush your teeth." She says the only time my daughter listens is when I'm screaming at her. I said, "Okay, good. So now you're teaching her to be afraid of you. And you're teaching her that, in other words, you're scaring her." And the mom actually admitted, "Yes, that's what I'm doing. How do I stop it?" Coming back with that, the mom said that she has a fear that, listen to this, she has a fear that her daughter will grow up to be one of those irresponsible people in the world. And I said, "So what? Who cares? You cannot dictate to another person how you want them to be, especially when you think you want them to be like you. Especially as a mom. My big thing, I mean, I'm really big with these children, because when are they going to learn? They're going to learn when they're young like that. And now the child learns that her mom can get to this place of screaming and being irate. The child is afraid, and now she's acting. Now she's doing something. And this is exactly what she's teaching. Now, I was really direct. And the mom was open, and the mom listened, and I, you know, gave her my card and said, "I teach happiness classes." We actually live in the same city, and she says she knows that it's her issue, and she wants to. I said, "You love your daughter, right? You say you love her." "Yes." "Then love doesn't scream. Love doesn't hurt. Love," and I know she's doing it unconsciously, because this is the only thing that she knows. So the only reason why I'm here, one of the reasons why I'm here, is to give people another way looking at the same situation and give them a peaceful solution. She was hanging on my every word, which was interesting, because I know she hadn't heard. Then I told her a story about my son. I said, my son is very artistic. he had this great idea. I mean, it's genius. I think he was 8 years old or 9 years old. And he says, Mom, thank goodness I was open with this. He says, Mom, he says, I'm going to save time in the morning. I'm going to put on my clothes, the clothes that I'm going to wear tomorrow. I'm going to put them on tonight. And I'm going to sleep in my clothes. And then in the morning, I don't have to waste time getting dressed. I don't think he said waste time. He says, but I'll already be dressed. I mean, listen, that's ingenious. And it was up to me to say, okay, what? So my son goes to school with wrinkly clothes, and it's really about allowing these children to be themselves with all of their creativity. And another thing I was telling the mom, I said, when you have artistic children that are creative and artistic, I mean, there's a lot of different types of people in this world. Some are very analytical, some are very detailed, and then there's the artistic. I said, you know the artist Sia? I don't know if you've heard of Sia. Her name is S-I-A. And she is an artist now who doesn't face the audience. And she's one of my favorite all-time singers right now. Oh, my God. I love her and her songs. And she's written for a lot of different artists. Christina Aguilera, Rihanna. She's just huge. You can Google her or YouTube her. And she, artistic people, artistic children need to be allowed to be themselves. See, that's the thing, wanting other people to be different, wanting other people to fit in your mold, to fit in your life, so you're comfortable. No, your job is to be comfortable in your own skin and leave these children alone. It was really interesting. What happened was, and she got it, the mom actually got it, but she didn't know how the tools. She didn't know how to do something different. I said, there's another way. Let go of what you think she needs to look like. Let go of that and allow her to be herself. Make her bed every day. I had to do the same thing. But what happens is your children, when they really do need you, when they have issues or they need to talk to you when they get older, they're not going to come to you. Because I was one of those yellers too when I was younger, when my son was younger. And they're not going to come. One of the reasons why my son didn't come to when he got a D on his report card is because he knew my reaction was going to be bad. So the reason why is you want your children to be able to come to you, to talk to you, and creating a fearful environment, or I'm afraid of what mom's going to, how she's going to react, she's going to be mad, she's going to be angry. How many times have you thought about that? Oh, I can't say that because they're going to get mad. Oh, I can't do that because they're going to get angry. See, that's caring about what anyone else thinks and caring about their reaction. Anyone can react anyway. To me, you can get angry, you can be happy, you can be upset, you can point the finger, you can call me names, but it doesn't affect what I'm going to do. And this is one of the reasons why. Now I'm getting a little bit off the topic of the child, but one of the reasons why is we, the person in the mirror, are responsible for our own feelings. No one can make me feel bad. No one can make me feel sad. No one can disappoint me. And you know why no one can disappoint me? And no one can break my heart. And the reason why is I let go of all expectations. When you don't expect from people, when you let go of all expectations, every single one of them. The only reason why I would get upset or angry or annoyed or disappointed in anyone is because I had expectations for them. All expectations, every single one, leads to unhappiness. It is a necessity to eliminate all expectations. And this is the key. This is another, because I'm just flowing here. I'm going to speak about myself and my own mother. One of the reasons why I had this conflict, this back and forth with my mother, is because of I labeled, that's another thing, all labels subtract from happiness too. It's this labeling this woman, mother. Now I have expectations of what a mother is, quote, supposed to do, what a mother is supposed to act like, what a mother is supposed to say, what a mother is supposed to teach. All, and that's the only reason why I had conflicts, because I had expectations of this woman. Again, it always comes back to me. It always comes back to the person in the mirror, eliminating all expectations. And this mom had expectations of her daughter already, and she's only 6 years old. It was a great, listen, all days are great. All experiences are great without any judgments of good or bad. They're just the experience. And I just want to leave you with that. We're coming up to the end of the hour. I cannot believe, well, I have a few people in the queue, but there, some people just like listening, and that's that. I just want to say thank you to, I would say all my callers. Thank you, all my callers, and thank you to Penny for her call and her acceptance, and that's the thing, acceptance of something different, acceptance of something different other than the way she was thinking before she called. Acceptance is the key, people, really. This, if you don't accept reality, if you don't accept this moment, you are not going to be accepting your future moments. Trust me on that one, and it really is about the moment. I'm here to make your life lighter, to make you feel freer, to share with you what I've learned. And I always tell my son, listen, I have the answers to the test. If you want the answers, give me a call. I hear from him about once a year. No, I'm just kidding. but he says, listen, Mom, I want to learn on my own, and that's okay. I've got to accept that. Acceptance to every moment, every moment. The present moment, total acceptance, and thank you, Mom. Thank you, moment. Thank you, universe, for this moment. I'm not going to judge whether it needs to be different, because I know and I trust that it is perfection. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. And at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook, Reality Spirituality on Facebook. And until next week, I want you to know who you are, my dear audience. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, my favorite quote that Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This life is really about the journey in every moment. So until next week, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you again for listening. Talk to you next week. Have a great, great week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down,
bring
to get
spirit.
get real.